Blog Talk Radio.
Give him glory.
day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name forever. Amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Well, welcome to They Overcame. We're here to give God the praise, the honor, the glory on the last Saturday of 2014. Just giving God praise and honor for the things that he's done, for the testimonies that we've heard on this year, praising God and giving him the glory and giving him the honor that is due his name. Hallelujah. Good morning, babe. Oh, you're not on, babe.
Good morning, good morning. As I've said before, Merry Christmas, not only to you, but to all of our listening audience. Just pray and trust that everyone had a Merry Christmas, and we're wishing you a joyous remainder of this holiday season. Looking forward to a new year to see just how powerfully God will manifest himself in our lives in the ensuing year. And I look at on Facebook, I see going around the posting
review on kebab fan or kebab.
Can you hear that, honey?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't know if something popped up.
Amen. The devil is a lie. But we just thank God for being here with God's people one more time, and just looking forward to what God's going to do, even in the words that are shared today. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, babe, you want to open us up with prayer?
Father, in Jesus' name, we love you, we praise you, we thank you, we honor you, we lift up your name, we adore you, hallelujah, we extol you. Father, you are worthy of all praise, honor, worship, and glory. All power is in your hand. To thine be the glory, hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we just lift you up and thank you for this one more day. Another day, hallelujah, that you have allowed us to see, that you have allowed us to rise up out of our full of strength and health, Lord God. Full, Lord God, of thy spirit, filled with your glory in the name of Jesus, filled with hope, faith, anticipation of what you are doing in our lives. We just thank you, Lord. We take this time as we look back over this year, 2014, and how you've blessed us and kept us, and we just say thank you. So many storms that so many of us have gone through, but Lord, you brought us out of them all. You spoke peace. Hallelujah. You gave us strength. You gave us courage. You just helped us to endure because you are our friend, and because you stood by our side, we've been able to stand, that there's been no weapon that can form against us because you are on our side. We thank you, Lord God, for your mercy, for your grace, for salvation, for peace, for joy, for love. We thank you for our families. We thank you, Lord God, for every provision that you have given us. We know that we can do nothing of our own volition, Lord God, but it's because of your goodness and mercy that we are where we are, that we are what we are, that we are not consumed. In the name of Jesus, we pray your anointing on this broadcast. We pray for your people, all that will listen in, Lord God, both today live and through the archives. Lord God, let the words be healing to them. Let them be inspired to hope in you. Let them be just encouraged, Lord God, to know that you are on their side, that you are still on the throne. Hallelujah. Heal somebody. Deliver, Lord God. Restore. Hallelujah. Provide. Give the desires of our hearts. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for this year that has gone by, and we pray your blessings as we go into a new year. Lord God, let us have a right attitude, a right spirit, a praying spirit, that we will know what your will is for us in 2015 and walk in it and do your will and reach those who you have ordained for us to reach. In the name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, we just thanking God for just being here, waking us up this morning, allowing us to see a day that we've never seen before, and a year that, as our bishop in Chicago, Bishop William Ellis, would say, a historical day, one that's never been seen before and one that will be never seen again. We just thank God for all that he's done for us this year. Thank God for those of you that are listening over the internet, those of you that will call in to the archives and be inspired by what is said on this day. The Lord has graciously allowed us, and I just want to take this time out to thank Evangelist Adrian Bernard for allowing us to have this time period to have testimonies to come in to give God the glory for the things that he's done. This year is marking the second year that we've been on the air, but the third year that Evangelist Bernard has been on the air, New Destiny Ministry, and she has done a phenomenal job with the things that God has given for her to do. We just thank God for just allowing us to have this time period. Don't see that we have any callers on at this time. And my computer is acting up. Well, babe, can some of the highlights of this year have been for us? Our son starting law school. One of our oldest sons being in a terrific, horrific accident and walking away from the accident unharmed. No bruises, no scratches. God is just so good. He's been so good to us. I was thinking this morning about, how God has blessed us with our sons, and we just celebrated our oldest son's 40th birthday, and when I look at that and I think about, how I used to have to encourage him in God, letting him know that, God is in control of his life, and God is the only one that could help him, and to see him blossom into this man that wholly depends on God. He has a beautiful family now and a business and some new and exciting things coming up for him on coming year. And we're just so happy and gracious, grateful, you know, for what God is doing in his life. And that is our son, Mark, Mark Jones. So we just thank God, thank God, thank God for that. We were in South Carolina on last weekend, and then this weekend I looked up on yesterday. My husband and I were out returning some things and, you know, just being together. And I said, Lord, I didn't have a guest for today. And it kind of concerned me. But then I said, Lord, you know what? You always have who you want to be on. So we're just going to, you know, go with that, roll with that, roll with the things that, you know, God, this is his broadcast and this is his platform, or he's opened up a platform for people to call in and get testimonies in. Of course, today we don't have any testimonies. But we're here, and if you are on internet and you want to share your testimony with us, you've chosen not to call in, but if you want to share your testimony, God's doing some great things in the lives of his people, and we just want the world to know, you know, what God is doing and how he's blessing, and encourage somebody, you know, with your testimony, letting them know that God is still in the blessing business. He's still blessing. And we're going to listen to Micah Stampley right now, and the name of this song is Overcome.
Oh,
Amen. We overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Hallelujah. We overcame him. Hallelujah. By the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. The scriptures says their testimony. But, you know, honey, this has been, this year has gone by so quickly for us. I know that you felt the same way. We just, it's really kind of been like a blur. I was thinking this morning how, you know, God has protected and kept and blessed, and, you know, I'm just so grateful to God for the things that he's done for us.
Amen. I was just remarking to someone just a few days ago how it, this year or time has just been flying. But it seems like it was the new year, and then all of a sudden it was a week until Christmas. That's just how this year has gone. It's like, you know, Christmas has become, for various reasons, whether good or bad, almost like the focal point of each year. And that's the way it should be. Now, some of the reasons that people look forward to Christmas aren't necessarily the right reasons, because some people look forward to the commercialism of it, the materialistic aspects of it. But we who follow, are followers of Christ, we know that this is that time that we celebrate his, as they say historically, the advent or the appearance of Jesus, which is actually God coming to earth in the flesh, in that baby boy, Jesus. As I was listening to some of the ministries throughout the week and the last couple of weeks that have talked a lot about the leading up until Christmas, one of the stories that really kind of struck me, and this teacher was saying that one of his favorite people or characters in the Bible was Simeon, who received the prophecy that he would not die until he saw the Savior born. And I don't know, you know, historically how long prior to the birth of Jesus he received that prophecy, but he held on to that hope. And I think I believe it was somewhat of a long time, and how the teacher kind of illustrated how he would from time to time go to that temple, to that predicted place of Jesus' birth, and really maybe just inquire about the birth of Jesus, and probably to the fact that he was known throughout the land and probably laughed at, teased because of that, but how he just never ever gave up hope. And then lo and behold, one day, the Savior was born, and how he just rejoiced because of the fulfilling of that prophecy. But the thing is that his hope was in seeing Jesus born, or his hope was in Christ. And that's what Jesus came for, was for our hope. He is our hope. And not only was he born, he was, not only did he just appear on earth, and go through about 33 years of, you know, growing as a normal boy would, and then growing into maturity, favor of men and of God, as the scripture said. But not only did that happen, not only did he do that, but he went on to die, become the perfect sacrifice for our sins, and die for our sins so that we would not have to die in our sins. And it didn't stop there. Satan would have loved for it to stop there, because he actually thought he was destroying Jesus by working in the hearts of the religious leaders and those who wanted to crucify him. But he was actually just playing right into the hand of what God had ordained all along, because Jesus, when he came, the word said that his name shall be called Jesus, because he was going to save his people. And we're saved from our sins through his death. But not only that, but Jesus died, he was buried, he descended down into hell, he defeated death, hell, and the grave, and then he rose again. And he is alive forevermore, sitting in heavenly places right now, preparing a place for us, that where he is, there we will be also, and to live and to reign with him forever and ever, those of us who believe. So that's our hope. Our hope is not only in these things of life. In life, we know that we have the hope that he promised never to leave us nor to forsake us. We have the hope that he's there with us in every situation. We have the hope that he will supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory. We have the hope that he is our buckler and our shield. He is our shepherd. He is our banner. He is our strength. He is our all in all. Everything that we need is in him, and that is our hope. But our real hope is that one day he's coming back again, and he's going to receive us unto himself, that where he is now, we will be also forever and ever. So Jesus came as hope. He displayed his power, and now day by day, he continues to just show up in this earthen vessel, in this life, in this body, in our circumstances. Every day we see the hand of the Lord calming storms just by saying peace. Every day we see blind men being healed and lame men walking. Every day we see cancers being healed, people being protected, coming out of accidents that should have caused them to die a very ugly death. Situations where people just have walked even away from the grace of God, or turned their back on God, but never able even to walk out of his grace. That's the Jesus that we are celebrating today. That's why it's so important for us to just make it even a point, a simple thing, to not just be lulled into the happy holiday mode, as so many people are saying now, to be not offensive to those who don't believe in Christ. But I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe in the power of the Son. I believe in him. And I say, declare Merry Christmas to all. If that's offensive to you, then God bless you. All the more reason to just give what how we feel about our Savior, because he's just been so good. He's been so faithful. And I just thank God for that blessed hope that we have in Jesus. I can remember there were a few years back, and I don't see it as much anymore, but there was Christmas was abbreviated. It's still out there. Christmas was abbreviated with the X and then the letters M-A-S. I mean, we all knew what it meant, but at the same time, I know even how the church attacked that thing. And truthfully so, that we're trying to X the Christ out of Christmas. But don't see that much anymore, but even a little more subtly, so many places will only officially say or allow you even to say Happy Holidays because they don't want you to mention Christ. But Christ is the reason for this season. He's what this is all about, and he is the center of everything in this world. And one day, again, he's going to crack the sky. He's going to appear, and all those that have believed in him, all those that know him, all those that are called his own and call him theirs will all be caught up to meet him. And then it will be revealed who he is. Every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, whether black or white, Jew or Gentile, Muslim, whatever, Islam, whatever the case is, whatever, Buddhist, anything, everyone will know that Jesus is Lord and will bow down to him. And let's just spread that hope throughout the world today, starting, some of us need to just start even in our homes with our families. Just start with your family, start with your neighborhood, your coworkers. It's time to just spread the word of God because Jesus is coming. As we look at the world is getting worse and worse. So many things are just happening. People being killed, maliciously people being killed, legally people are with the law on their side, taking people's lives needlessly, and people just stealing and taking one's identities and robbing them blind because they're just evil in the land, and we know that. Even how homosexuality is just taking over the world. And all these things that we can look back in the scripture and see that it caused God to repent that he had made this world. And even to the point that he destroyed it with water. But he promised, never again will I destroy this world with water. But we know that as things wax worse and worse, that he will come back and take his people out of this world and then destroy this world with fire. And we have a duty to just spread God's word. The goodness of his coming, the glory of his coming, because he came to save us all in the name of Jesus. And that's just my take on what Christmas means to me this year, that we have hope. Jesus came as our hope, and he shows up every day, every moment of our lives. He didn't just go away. But he promised, I'm with you always. He's not here in his physical body, in that physical fleshly body that he was wrapped in, but he's with us throughout this whole universe, his spirit, because he is the living God, and he's the omnipresent God. He's everywhere, ministering, protecting all of us. In the name of Jesus, we just thank God for that truth and that hope And that's what Christmas is about, the hope that we have in Jesus.
Amen. Amen. As you were talking, babe, my mind went over to, I know on last year, one of the pastors, Gregory Dickow was proclaiming to the world, you know, the things that were going to transpire through out the year of 2014, and how he's telling everyone that they should pray Psalms 91 over themselves and over their families this year. And we admonish you to pray that prayer over your family this year, throughout the year, whenever you have prayer, have your prayer time. You know, you don't have to pray the whole chapter. But there are some key things in there that we've had to deal with. I'm just going to read it. Psalms 91 and Psalm 91. My son always tells me I put S on everything, but Psalm 91, starting with verse 1. Whoever dwells in the shelter, and I'm reading out of the NIV, whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely He will save you from the foulest snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear terror of night, nor the arrows that fly by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you say, the Lord is my refuge, and you make the Most High your dwelling, no harm will overtake you. No disaster will come near your tent, for He will command His angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up on their hands so that you will not strike your foot. Tread on the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because He loves me, said the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call on me, and I will answer. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Hallelujah. That scripture covers so many things that have happened this year. The Ebola disease that's been spreading first, not in this country, but now in this country, the flu, the deaths that have flu, our young men are being killed in the streets. But I don't know of anyone who has lost a loved one, you know, to the violence. And we just pray, you know, the protection of God over each and every listener, each and every one that desires to see God's face. And our living, the song, I'm Living to Live Again, just rings in my heart. And know that God will protect us if we call on Him. and we ask him. There are so many times that people will not acknowledge God has done for them, or acknowledge the, you know, the presence of God, or the safety in God. You know, we've become a nation of ungrateful people. We just want more, you know, more. My grandbaby, after he opened up his Christmas presents, and I had bought something for him, and then I replaced it, but I didn't take the present back yet. I didn't take the toy back yet. And he came in the room after all that he, you know, gotten everything. The Lord just made a way out of no way for him. My son being in law school is not working, and all the things that he's been able to do for his son, he wasn't really able to do them this year, but the Lord blessed him. He's growing, you know, by leaps and bounds. He had outgrown a lot of the things that John had for him, and so he received, I don't know, maybe about 7 or 8, maybe more than that, pairs of pants and tops and a couple of jogging suits and just blessed and toys and toys and toys. Well, he saw this one toy and he said, "Oh, Granny, who is this for?" And I said, "Oh, that's for Malachi." And he said, "I want one." Out of all of the things that he's gotten. And I was going to give it to him, and I said, "No, I'm taking this back because he does, you know, he doesn't really need any more toys." And that's how we are sometimes. We, you know, God blesses us and blesses us and blesses us, and then we want more. We just, you know, are not satisfied. I can hear Bishop Ellis in my head, talking about being grateful to God and being grateful for the things that he's done, even the small things. And that's why this broadcast was conceived, not just in my mind, but in the mind of God, for people to be able to call in and give testimonies about the things that God has done. As I say so many times, you don't know who needs to hear the things that God is doing in your life. So many times we go by and we share our testimonies with, you know, the people that are near us. But what about the person that overseas? That last week one of the callers called in, a dear friend of ours, and she called. She texted me during the broadcast and asked if I, you know, knew any prayer lines that she could connect with. And I told her to call into the broadcast, and she called into the broadcast. And we were able to encourage her with the things that God has done in our lives, you know, how God has never failed us, how when my husband left Ford forcibly, kind of forcibly, but anyway, how we went from a huge salary down to living on $1,000 a month, and how we were never homeless. Hallelujah. We were never without food. May not have been eating the things that we wanted to eat or had been accustomed to eating, but never been without food. And we were able to share that with her and give her encouragement, you know, to not fear, you know, not to be fearful, not to think that God is not going to supply your every need, because he said that he would. He said in his word, and that's what we have to rely on. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you, and I shall supply all of your needs according to my riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So we, you know, the scriptures are there for us to take into our bosom and receive them and believe them. But that's why we're here. We're here to give people a chance to hear the things that God is doing and the things that God wants to know that he's doing. Right, babe? We've had awesome, powerful testimony of the things that God is doing. And we're just looking forward to next year and what he's going to do, not only with this broadcast, but in the lives of the people. We've declared and decreed that 2015 shall be the year for the Burns family, specifically for Mom and Dad.
Amen.
Yes.
We definitely are declaring that, not only for Mom and Dad, but our children and our children's children will. It will be their year as well, so that we're just looking to see what God is going to do, because we know he's going to do great things, because we have declared that we're going to put more things in his hands. Sometimes we just kind of hold back because we think that we have to, I don't know what we think, because when it's all over sometime, you just kind of like, what was I thinking? But God is in control, and the more we let him be in control, the greater he'll work in our lives. I was just thinking about the song where one of the lines, the song is Ordinary People, but not that part so much, but there's a line in that song that says, little becomes much when you place it in the master's hands. So that's going to be my thing for 2015, starting today, to place things in the master's hands, in my Savior's hands, because he's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. So there's nothing that is too great for God, nothing too hard for God, no desire that's too much for him to fulfill. And if we would just pray, touch and agree, make ourselves available, follow him, do his will, so that when we ask of the Lord, just like the man said, you know, he wanted to see, and he went to sit for the prophet, and the prophet told him to go and wash seven times in the Jordan. And so he asked for the healing, and then he went to do it, to follow the instructions that would bring his healing. That's the way I tend to walk for the rest of my days. Ask God and then follow his directions, whatever it is, to go wash, even when he put mud made of spit on the blind man's eyes. He told him to go wash. And when he came back, he said, I can see. Men are, you know, as trees, but he could still see. And then Jesus gave him another touch, and he was able to see clearly. And that's how our lives need to be, where we will ask, be obedient, and then just receive the blessings that come from that.
Amen. Well, I just challenge you all to join us on next year. Give your testimony. Let people know what God is doing in your lives. A lot of people coming on and giving their testimony. Now, I think, you know, sometimes they want to, but there's a little apprehension, you know, behind being on the spotlight. You know, a lot of people like to take the back seat and not, you know, do things so that people can know that they're doing them. But I promise you, if you get on and you start talking about the goodness of God, before you know it, the time will be over with, and you will have glorified God. You will have blessed someone with your testimony, letting them know that God is still in the blessing business. He's still doing things. Of course, I know that you know that because in your lives you can look back and see, you know, what God is doing. But share it. Share it with someone so that they can be blessed, so that they can be encouraged and inspired. And with that, we just want to say a new year. Be sure to tune in to New Destiny Ministries, A Time of Reflection with Evangelist Adrian Bernard, and hear the men and women of God expounding on the Word of God, and just letting us know what God wants us to know, and blessing the nations with the Word. And tune in every Saturday at this time, 5:00. Evangelist Adrian's Bernard's broadcast is at 1:00 Pacific time, 3:00 Central time, and 4:00 Eastern time. And they overcame a broadcast every Saturday at 5:00 Pacific time and 8:00 Eastern time. And I know many of you that are just, you know, listening to us say, well, why did she keep saying, you know, those specific times? Because those are the times Evangelist Bernard was living in California, and they're on Pacific time. And then I'm from Chicago, so that's Central time, and I've listeners there. And of course, now we're living in North Carolina, so we're on Eastern time now. So those are the reasons that I give those times and those time zone. So join us every Saturday. You will be blessed. You will be inspired. You will hear, you know, there's nobody like our Jesus. There's nobody, nowhere, no how that can do the things that he does. And we say until, babe, did you want to say something else? And end us in prayer.
Just want to say Happy New Year to everyone. We speak on you a prosperous new year, and let us just obey the Lord and see what he will do in our lives, in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we love you and we thank you. We thank you, Lord God, that we are nearing the end of this 2014, it's been a year of blessing, it's been a year of trial, it's been a year of just us having to depend on you. And Lord, that's an awesome thing, to depend on you, because when we have just relaxed finally after having done all, and sometimes, Lord God, we just do too much, more than you would have us to do, and we suffer some of those consequences. But then when we come to ourselves and just rest in you and see your mighty hand at work, it's such an awesome experience. It's such a blessing. It's such a peace. It's such such a great thing to even just feel your presence. Lord, we just have so much to thank you for because we are your children. We are children of the King, and we know that the King's children lack nothing. So, Father, just we pray that you will just fix our hearts and minds. Help us or cause us, Holy Ghost, to fix our hearts and minds to know that we depend on the Lord for everything that we need and that he will supply all of our need according to his riches and glory, that if we will just be willing and obedient, then we will eat the good of the land, be able to just live in houses that we have not built, to eat from vineyards that we have not planted. All these blessings will overtake us if we are just obedient to you. And Father, we just pray an obedient spirit over your people in the year 2015 that we can begin to just take back what you have declared is ours, that we will live in the glory that you have declared for us, that we will walk in the grace that you have laid down for us, that we will be a light to the world, that they will see our good works and glorify you and come running saying, I want to be saved. I want to have this Jesus. I want to be have the Lord in my life. We just thank you, Lord God, for what you have promised and decreed, and knowing that it shall come to pass. We thank you for your people. We thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for keeping us this year. We thank you for what the new year will bring. We thank you, Lord God, for the advancement of your kingdom, of the church, Lord God, congregations, pastors, people everywhere. We pray just your spirit of evangelism on them. Not that we have to go abroad, but even in our own communities, that we will begin to share the goodness of Jesus. And we pray, Lord God, and we thank you for new testimonies that will come upon this, be such a lineup of people telling of your magnanimous works, hallelujah, on this broadcast, that they will go across the airways, across the seas, across the mountains, across the continent. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We praise you. We thank you for New Testament Ministries. Bless Evangelist Bernard right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, let her vision, her territory be increased. In Jesus' name, we thank you and we praise you. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, thank you, baby. And keep us in your prayer. I will be leaving on Monday to go and help our children keep their kids as they work on next week, and just be an assistant to them. And just keep us in your prayers and share the broadcast with everyone. Let them know, you know, that we would love for them to call in and share their testimony with us, that God will be glorified. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we're going to end with this song by Pastor Charles Jenkins, My God is Awesome. And until next week,